And the one thing that I use about a hole inside, that's just a little. Mm-hmm. If it looked good, if it was spotted white and bloodshot and peaky looking, mm-hmm. pimpy, bumpy, mm-hmm. ooh, I threw it away. But now this thing in time, son, is a company that's putting out what you call this oil sausage. You was ever built of that?
All the inside.
Absolutely. I read on the can the other day, I had a sale on down here at this store down in. I saw it there, it was $2.29, it had it on $1.19. And the last I bought, it was good. Well, I called my wife, I said, Mama, they got a sale on this 2.5-3 pound can of oil sausage down here for $1.19. Bye. Well, I didn't read on to come on home, and I told her that like the day after dawn. I now like this mother. I said, let's try some of that sausage. So I opened it up and put it in a jar after got through getting out of the metal can.
Mm-hmm. It tasted bad?
Oh, it didn't have no taste to it. So next day or two, it cooked some more, and I had to read on the can whether it's made out of good God. I get you, I'll feed them.
Okay, you want me to give you a hand?
Want
me to help you?
No, I ain't anything to do. I just got to dip the feet out of the Presto cooker, the chicken neck, and mix that stuff in the dry feet in a basin, we call it, and stir it up and put the cornbread in there and some of it and come it up in there and put a top on it, and while it's hot, let it soak, you know. Mm-hmm. And I got to go down and feed that, boy, that pitiful old cripple cow and see about her, and I'll be bid till 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Well, let me ask one more thing now. What time of day is it when you have to go out and feed your cow? Is there a name for that time of the day?
Well, some people go at 4 o'clock, and some go at 5, and some go at sundown. It depends on what they're doing and what they got planned and everything.
Mm-hmm. Is there a name for that time other than, you know, like 4 or 5 o'clock?
No.
Like feed time or something?
Well, you say, well, I got to go feed. Mm-hmm. I got to go now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you give me a... What do you say to cows when you want them to come out of the field, you know, if you don't have any dogs?
Oh, well, the way I do mine, lots of times they up going around them trees and growing over in the pasture. Like yesterday, or probably the other day, if they're not down around the barn hungry enough to want some hay, I give them a little hay to eat in them. At a certain time, let them eat that while I'm doing something else. Come on, baby! Come on, baby! Come on, baby! Hey, come on! That'll mean. You'll see me and there no good and well, and I'm hooping like that, they go get some hay or you
there. Do you ever call them something when you're milking them, do you talk to them?
Oh, yes.
What do you say to them?
Hey, baby, wait a minute, stop, baby. Back up, baby.
Uh-huh. And they do all that?
Oh, yeah, I got a car down there. You can train them like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 10-quart bucket, and I got feeding places in where I put them in over the milk and feed them separately.